From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An emergency bail schedule rule goes into effect for the state of California, reducing bail for misdemeanors and most lower-level felonies to nothing. The California Judicial Council adopting the new emergency rule, in addition to 10 others, at a meeting back on April 6th, in an effort to reduce jail populations and create a uniform standard for addressing certain offenses during the pandemic. While the Judicial Council's order was mandated to go into effect by Monday at 5 p.m., the Humboldt County Superior Court began the process on Friday, with 8 Humboldt County Correctional Facility inmates released that day following bail reduction hearings. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming says her office is currently reviewing cases to identify inmates eligible to be released without bail under the emergency rule. Well, no new positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed again on Monday, marking a 6th consecutive day without a new case in Humboldt County. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich saying the county could be seeing the effects of social distancing and the shelter-in-place order. She says, quote, "Our last positive result was a week ago. It's important to remember that the virus has not disappeared. We have simply made it much more difficult to spread." Well, in response to the pandemic emergency and its impact on business, the city of Fortuna launching an emergency loan program to provide bridge funding for businesses facing revenue loss. Businesses are the lifeblood of the community, say officials, and the city, working with the Fortuna Business Improvement District and Fortuna Chamber of Commerce, is providing technical and financial support to local businesses in response to COVID-19. Tell businesses through the difficult time. You can find out more at friendlyfortuna.com. Eureka Mayor Susan Seaman is urging residents to be on the lookout for potential scams in the coronavirus landscape. For instance, a company who offers services for a fee that would be normally free could be a problem. Lenders offering quick money at exorbitant interest rates, investment opportunities tied to COVID-19, fraudulent charities, or GoFundMe campaigns seeking to deceive those with big hearts. Some tips for dealing with fraud using the website oag.ca.gov/charities to confirm if a charity is legitimate. Don't give out personal information to someone who contacts you. If you want to look further into an offer, ask to learn more and tell them you'll get back to them. And do diligent research before giving any company your personal information. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.